What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take our Wednesday morning look, our midweek look for this week, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The Ministry of Health reported 1,989 new infections of COVID-19 in the last 24 hours, while the number of active cases nationwide amounts to 14,520. The 1,989 infections reported were detected after the application of 10,574 tests, which reflects a positivity of 18.8%. It is detailed that in the last 24 hours, one death was confirmed due to COVID-19 and three others from previous dates are updated. Panama accumulates now 8,352 deaths and positivity remains at 0.9%. In addition, the ministry reported that the number of active cases amounts to 14,520 nationwide. Of this figure, 14,300 are in home isolation and 220 are hospitalized. Those in isolation are divided into 14,288 at home and 12 in the so-called hospital hotels. Those hospitalized, 187 patients in the wards and 33 in the intensive care units. The Minister of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre, advised on Tuesday that the program called Solidarity Medicines, or MedicSol, is a palliative plan in the face of the shortage of medicines in the country. MedicSol cannot be and is not the definitive plan to address the issue, Sucre assured in statements to TVN Noticias. The official explained that the technical table set up to deal with the shortage of medicines was asked for answers in the short, medium and long term. In that sense, he mentioned that initially the decision was made to purchase the medicines in critical shortage. Then, in the medium term, the implementation of MedicSol has been announced, while in the long term it is expected to work with the National Assembly, representatives of civil society and the technical table for medicines on the other adjustments that must be made, he detailed. He also went on to say that the MedicSol plan, we have not seen a definitive date, but we do know that it has an expiration date. It's not the ultimate solution, he remarked. And what is expected is that by the time it is time to change the government, we have already left a solution, said the head of health. On Monday, the government of Laurentino Cortizo announced the start of the MedicSol program. According to the plan, when the insured does not obtain the requested medication at the CSS pharmacy, a digital prescription will be issued through MedicSol that will be credited to his or her ID. Once this procedure has been completed, the insured must go to the stores affiliated with the program and present their ID to receive the prescribed medication at no cost. The person collects the medications and the CSS pays for them. The program will be executed in three phases gradually. And the drugs, well, they're going to increase as the phases pass, said Sucre. The former president of the Republic, Ricardo Martinelli Barrichello, must provide information on his income, purchases, assets, liabilities and expenses corresponding to 4 years, that's 2018 to 2022. Now, according to a document that was partially disclosed by his spokesperson, Luis Eduardo Camacho. On his account on the social network Twitter, Camacho published an order from Publio de Garcia, head of the General Directorate of Revenue, the DGI, in which he requests the collaboration of Martinelli during an exhibited and or visual inspection in the sense that it facilitates the obtaining of collated copies of the electronic information stored in electronic devices and all the information inherent to the development of the audit. On the first of the two sheets disclosed by Camacho is the list of information required by the DGI from the taxpayer, Ricardo Martinelli, legal accounting records, journals and general ledger, 2018 to 2022. Detail of income with their respective receipts, contracts for services rendered with their invoices, detail of income from commissions with their documents and from professional fees, details of purchases local and imported with their respective customs liquidation, detail of assets, liabilities and depreciation table. Detail of the expenses with their receipts, according to the inspector's requirement, and any other document in electronic format, letters, faxes, memorandums or means that evidence events that generate taxes. The meeting between agricultural cargo carriers, international cargo and producers with a government commission to discuss various aspects, including the cost of fuel, ended on Tuesday without an agreement. The meeting was held at the headquarters of the Provincial Council of Chiriquí, and although there was no consensus, the Minister of Agricultural Development and the head of the government commission, Augusto Valderrama, said that they are willing to continue with the talks. The meeting lasted about 3 hours, and the group of carriers left the room in disagreement with the proposal presented by the government delegates. Giovanni Sanchez, spokesperson for the group of agricultural transporters, considers that the palliative presented by the government commission was a guava, because on Saturday they presented us with a proposal for $3.95 per gallon of fuel, and today they come to us with an offer that does not meet the expectations. Minister Valderrama said that some points of consensus were reached, such as the creation of 3 working groups in the Social Security Fund, the Traffic and Land Transport Authority, and the Ministry of Labour and Labour Development, to address labour-related issues, employer and trade union, among other points. Regarding the issue of support for the agricultural freight sector with the price of fuel, the government commission offered a palliative to a global crisis. Now, we offered light transport a subsidy of $519.17 per month, medium freight transport $300.85, while heavy transportation $563. And as for the mule type or articulated refrigerated truck, they will be given the support of $1,126.32 per month. But they consider that they do not agree with the offer because they ask for the freezing of fuel of $3.95 for all transportation in general, Valderrama explained. Originally, the government proposal presented last Saturday's meeting was to freeze prices at $3.95 only for agricultural cargo transportation. For his part, Ranth Berard, manager of Merca Panama, said that if the stoppage continues, there could be a shortage, especially for products such as lettuce, cabbage and others. However, he said that if the structures of Merca Panama, they will remain operational so that producers can store their products and provide the service. After failing to reach an understanding with the authorities, the agricultural cargo carriers of the Highlands and Boquete sector of the province of Chiriquí continue their second day of their vigil and stoppage of activities. It is estimated that some 100,000 quintals of agricultural products are no longer being transported to national markets. The Ombudsman of Panama, Eduardo LeBlanc, warned that there is no precise number of irregular migrants who are unable to cross the Darien jungle bordering Colombia for various reasons. LeBlanc warned that the fact that the Colombian authorities do not share the figures with Panama, there is no certainty of how many people enter the jungle, and therefore the amount that is left behind is unknown. LeBlanc said that they have observed migrants on social networks giving testimonies of people who have stayed or succumbed to the jungle on the journey, but that it cannot be determined if it is in Panama or Colombia, because it is exactly that, the jungle. But there are deaths in Darien due to drowning, dehydration and animal bites. We do not have certainty of the quantity or in which part of the border, LeBlanc pointed out. The Ombudsman of Panama stated that this can be resolved with the cooperation of the countries, recalling that the Panamanian authorities have held meetings with the Colombian counterpart and with those of Costa Rica, but if they do not agree to share information, people will continue to stay in the jungle, and we are going to have to carry out more missing and deceased people out of the Darien. Panamanian authorities did confirm that so far this year, the number of irregular migrants registered at reception points in Darien is close to 50,000. This doubles what was received in the first 5 months of 2021. Even the Ministry of Security of Panama reported that it is adapting the migrant shelter in San Vicente because a greater number of people is expected to arrive in the coming weeks. In addition, 2 weeks ago, the Colombian Ombudsman's Office alerted the authorities of that country about the increase in minors who are crossing into Panama through the Darien jungle, some of them unaccompanied. So the speculations are cleared up, so that direct information is available in real time and from the main actors. For these and a long list of reasons, citizens, lawyers and representatives of political parties believe that the third criminal trial court should broadcast the preliminary hearing in the Odebrecht case on television or on its YouTube channel. The preliminary hearing of what is considered the most important corruption and money laundering case in recent times is scheduled to take place between the 18th of July and August the 5th. The process tracks the multi-million dollar bribes paid by the Brazilian construction company in Panama and links 62 people, including the former presidents of the Republic, Ricardo Martinelli and Juan Carlos Varela, as well as former ministers, lobbyists and businessmen, among others. The case unfolds in the midst of recurring demands from citizens for more transparency in the judicial branch, due to the fact that hearings of high-profile judicial cases, which have recently been held, have been held behind closed doors and with limited presence of journalists. For example, those of the New Business and Blue Apple cases. Olga de Obaldier, Executive Director of the Foundation for the Development of Citizen Freedom, the Panamanian chapter of Transparency International, believes that it is necessary for citizens to be able to observe the process. Being able to make the process available in real time for everyone to see could avoid greater evils and, in fact, could generate greater confidence in the judicial branch on the part of citizens. However, she made it clear that trust is not achieved with the audience alone, but in the changes that the entity makes in its management. In the opinion of the independent deputy Juan Diego Vasquez, in all the processes that the law allows, we must seek the greatest possible transparency. However, he said, that the seriousness of the case must be maintained and not change from a judicial process to a reality show. The lawyer Basilio Gonzalez, who represents the former Minister of Public Works, Jaime Ford, in this case, explained that due to COVID-19, the availability of other people has been restricted because there are many defendants. But it is from the thesis that all hearings, not just Odebrecht, must be public, just as it was publicized when people were going to be charged. It should be publicized now that it is going to a hearing so that the citizens can witness what is really happening and to hear the investigations that were carried out for these proceedings, he stated. Yesterday, some 60 families were affected by heavy rains in the villages of Borunga and Nuevo Chorio in the district of Arihan in West Panama. Likewise, the overflow of a stream caused flooding in 8 homes in downtown Borica, Blanco Arriba and Finca Aguacate, and Rodolfo Aguilar Corriamento in Baru, Chiriquí. Falling trees were also reported in Chalibre, Cristobal, Colón and Penonome in Cotlé. In fact, until weather conditions improve, a preventative green alert will be enforced throughout the country. This is due to the continuity of rains and storms in the national territory, reported the National Civil Protection System, CINAPROC. The green alert includes a warning of prevention and monitoring when there is the possibility of the occurrence of an event that puts the population at risk. According to CINAPROC, the warning is due to low pressure symptoms, the inclusion of Tropical Wave 11, and the probability of a tropical cyclone north of Panama. That's it. There we go. That's our look for this morning, our Wednesday morning look, some of those items that are relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's breakfast show.